Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer here in New York City, and I'm broadcasting tonight from the Bright Red Desk on the landline. So my audio should be good. I apologize. Last week, I did mean to re-record. I was broadcasting from Ann Arbor. Honest, folks, I sit there with the cell phone right in front of my mouth, so I have no idea why it goes in and out. It's just, but it, clearly the cell phone does this, because this is not the first time it got me when I was out in Colorado a couple weeks ago. But this week was just a little too crazy with Comey getting fired and just the world going wild and the nodes of fate changing signs into Leo and Aquarius. So we're having a webinar tonight at 7:30, if you've got time, on the next year and a half with the nodes in Leo and Aquarius, which is a huge shift for all of us. Nodes of fate align us where we're going. And we talked a little bit about that last week. So I do apologize for not recording. I meant to with the Virgo Pisces, and then the nodes shifted, and man, the week took off. So this week on the weekly weather, we're going to talk about the week ahead. We have Mercury clearing his shadow. We have Venus clearing her shadow, and we're moving on. And they, of course, Mercury and Venus were both retrograde this year. Venus, really, since January. She's been playing with that love stuff. And she clears her shadow in the next couple of days. And Mercury was last month, and he clears his shadow this week when he gets to 4 Taurus. And so what happens is all the decisions we need to make about love and our value and our purpose and where we're going shift. And we go, okay, full steam ahead. And you should have felt the change. The nodes shifted at 2:29 on Tuesday afternoon. And, of course, 4:46, Comey was fired. And we got a new, you know, we went into the Leo North Node. And so what the Leo North Node is going to ask us to do is to work our path and to really honor it. And we're going to talk this week about how to do that in the webinar. And then, of course, get on the internet, Google nodes changing into Leo and Aquarius. Read up on it, because this next year and a half should really rock and roll your chart. The week ahead, of course, because we're finished with the Mercury retrograde and the Venus retrograde leaving their shadow. Now, remember, when we're doing shadow, they enter the story. They say, okay, we're going to go forward and we're going to stop. Then they stop, and then they go backwards, and then they stop again, and they go forward again. So it's like a highlighter in your book. Remember when you used to highlight the important stuff? You know, you had to remember for the test. That's what Mercury any retrograde does. But the personal planets, the Venus planet, what we love and who we love and why we love it, and then the Mercury planet, what we think and why we think it and why we're going to do it, when they shift, there's a huge thing. So Mercury's in fire right now. He shifts this week into Taurus, so we can anticipate some changes when he changes into Taurus, and he's going to change on the 16th. Midnight on the 16th, so the changes might all happen on Monday the 15th. And Venus, of course, clears her shadow on the 20th, at the end of the week. And she then is still in Aries until June, but she's in fresh territory. Just before the show started, I got an email from one of my favorite people in the whole world talking to me about her bad boyfriend. And he's kind of mean. He drinks and he gets really mean and he writes really mean text messages to her. And whenever he's mad at her, he punishes her by not showing up. So he'd blown her off for a big black tie function that she was being honored at. And she ended up bringing her cousin, which is okay. But now he's like, well, you're the reason we're having the problems, and you're the reason we're this, and you're the... And he drinks too much, right? So he gets drunk, he gets mean. And so she wrote, did I do something wrong? Maybe I should go back. Did I not try hard enough? Did I not... And it's like, no, 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 no. But that last little moment this week, you're going to think, well, maybe, you know, the same thing that made you crazy about them, that made you break up with them, the disrespect, the not liking them, the not working well, the thing that made you really irritated, what you want to do is take that energy and move it forward. Right? You want to move it and give it permission to go forward in a whole new way and allow it to really kick up and take off. And if you can do that, that'll really work, because then you're going to have a lot of really positive energy on a forward motion basis around your life and your love and your direction, right? So we want to honor that. And we want to know that this week you might still hear from your ghosts, because Mercury enters Taurus and then he has to get to 4, which he does on the 19th when he clears his shadow, and Venus clears her shadow on the 20th. So expect a shout out. If you made some decisions this Mercury retrograde or the Venus retrograde, there's going to be an opportunity. Someone's going to come back and say, "You sure? Are you really, really sure? Are you positive?" And I want you to go, "I am so clear. I am so positive. I am moving on." That North Node in Leo wants each of us to start shining in our life. Now, we all have Leo ruling a house or maybe two houses in your chart. Wherever the house of Leo is, that is where you're supposed to shine. So in my case, Leo rules the seventh house at 15. Leo, and that means I have 15 degrees of Leo in the sixth house, the 15 degrees before we get to the seventh house cusp, and I have 15 degrees in the seventh house. So my job is to, Leo, work in the sixth house, to work, to be of service, you know, and then seventh house with other people. So my purpose is service to other people. Now I'm a Virgo sun, also in the seventh house, which is service to other people. Remember, a chart's always going to show you things 3, 4, or 5 times. So when we watch this and we watch the energy shift, the purpose now is to get out of sacrifice, out of suffering, out of taking care of people that aren't necessarily who we want to take care of, and really focus on our own path. Now, if we do our own path and we really shine our light the way we're supposed to, what happens is the world works well. If we don't do our light, if we're distorted somehow and we're following other people's visions for who we are and what we should be and why we should be this or why we should be that, like my client who is getting letters saying, "Well, you're the reason we're having the problems and you're this and you're that." It's like, if I'm all this, then why do you want to even be in a relationship with me? Go be with someone else who makes you happier. Don't go blaming me for all the things that are wrong in your life. This week is a huge week for blaming people for all the things that go wrong in our life. Remember, there's a last shout-out of Venus. There's a last shout-out of Mercury. They're going to try and trick you. Remember, they're in Aries. Aries is a little bit, you know, we love our Aries, but they're a little selfish. They're a little selfish. They're a little mean. They can say mean things. So we want to kind of go, you know what? I don't think so. If you're that unhappy, best we break up, best we move on. And if you're really, truly listening to people that are telling you that you're doing something wrong, I want you to plug your ears. I want you to sing, "Nanny, nanny, nanny, I can't hear you." Remember when you were a little kid and your brother was saying something or your sister was saying something mean or your mother was even, you really didn't do it to your mother, but because, you know, that was not a good, that generally didn't work well. "Nanny, nanny, I'm not listening to you." But, you know, that "nanny, nanny, nanny, no, you can't, I can't hear you," you know, "slides off me and sticks on you." I want you to do that in the playground of life this week. And I want you to look at your goals, and I want you to think about your sun sign, what you're here to learn to be in your life. If you're an Aries, you're here to be brave. If you're a Taurus, you're here to make the world a more beautiful place, however you do it. If you're a Gemini, you're here to communicate. If you're a Cancer, you're here to nurture. If you're a Leo, you're here to play and create. If you're a Virgo, you're here to serve and harvest. If you're a Libra, you're here to partner and relate. If you're a Scorpio, you're here to be intense, transform things, and make an accounting of yourself. If you're a Sag, oh, man, you get to party, travel, and have a good time, maybe eat too much food. If you're a Capricorn, work, 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 and build, 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 and grow, 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 grow. Aquarius, helping everybody else. You're a humanitarian. And Pisces, you are the visionary and the dreamer for the rest of us. We are all here with a path. We are all here with a sun sign, which is what our soul said we wanted to learn how to do this lifetime. And the Leo house, now that the nodes of fate are going through it for the next year and a half, you're going to get course corrected right onto your path. So it's real important to be clear what's really key for you. And it's a huge week, not the least of which, you know, we got the crazies going on in Washington, but we also, the full moon that we had last week was a soldier disobeying orders and following his conscience, you know. So we watched the director of the FBI get fired because he truly, I mean, I looked at his chart because I was pretty annoyed with the Hillary email thing. So I looked at his chart way back when those first email leaks came out, and I was like, this guy's just doing his job. I mean, he really, He really thinks this is how it should be done, and he's doing it. And when he did it the second time, and people were really jumping up and down, I'm like, you know, the guy's got Jupiter and Saturn in Capricorn. He acts in his belief systems. So when you read the quote that says, I'm looking for your loyalty, and he said, I can give you my honesty, because he's a Sag. And, of course, Leo's like loyalty. I remember having a huge fight with a Leo once because he told me I wasn't loyal to him. And I'm like, you know, what did you actually expect me to do? Like, you were wrong. Why would I be loyal to you when you're wrong? But that's another story for another day. But Leo is about loyalty. It's about truth. It's about our own individual truth. It's about our purpose and our path and our loves and our passions and what we're really here for, what makes our chart sing really happy, really loud, really content. And that's what we're heading into, that Leo. So pretty soon going to be telling you about the surprise. I'm working on it with my friend Gemma Jha. And we'll be letting you know about it soon, but it's going to be part of that North Node in Leo, following your path. This week, busy week, and the webinar on Leo tonight on the website available. And so let's do the moons because life goes fast and it's already 6:41 and I got a lot to talk about. All right, the moon in Capricorn today, tomorrow. With a square to Uranus, closing square, which is separating. Squares, you know, one of the things, one of the things that we like to look at is that closing aspect and see if it's good or bad. Squares are action-oriented, but they tend to be a little bit out of our control, or they tend to have stuff. So last week was really positive for a lot of moving forward stuff. This week is really more like, nope, we're really done with that. Nope, we're really finished with that. Nope, that's really letting go. So this week with the Moon square Uranus on the closing aspect for Sunday and Monday's Moon in Capricorn, what we want to do is look at where we're not necessarily working in our best interest in terms of the big picture, Moon square Uranus. Where are you not seeing the big picture? And it's Capricorn Moon, Uranus and Aquarius, Uranus and fire, inviting us along. Then the moon goes in its void in the morning on Tuesday. Remember, these are East Coast times, from 6:22 in the morning to 1:50 p.m. And then it enters Aquarius at 1:50 p.m. on Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday, and then Thursday. Goes void Thursday night at 8:33 p.m. And so that's the moon in Aquarius going void square to the sun in Taurus. Moon in Aquarius is a very detached moon. Sun in Taurus is a very possessive sun. So that suggests there's an energy, an argument, or a fight between where we want to be detached and where we still want to hang on to things. And it's moon in Aquarius is a little chilly. So if you're kind of going, do I possess you? Can I own you? Are you mine? Moon Aquarius is going to go, I need my space. Going to have a lot of I need my spaces Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday, and Thursday. Now remember, if you're going off to work on your path and you're going off to shine your light the way you're supposed to shine as Leo, whatever the Leo house is, it just got activated. That North Node just opened the door to Leo and said, let's get the Leo stuff up. You may say, you know what, this is really good, but I need a little more space to do this. I need a little space to create this. So that square is the space. And then it goes void, 8:33. So that's, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I need my space. I need to follow my path. Then we get to Thursday, and between 8:33 p.m. and 11:52 p.m., the moon is void. That's at night, Thursday night. And then it goes into Pisces Thursday night around midnight. And it's in Pisces Thursday night, Friday, all day Saturday, going void at 11:30 p.m. Saturday night. And that one is moon in Pisces squaring Saturn in Sag. So that is, I'm suffering, I'm sacrificing, I'm whatever, Saturn in Sag, I'm going for freedom. I'm trying to be free. I'm trying to not follow the rules and regulations that I wanted to follow. I'm going to do what I want to do. So when we have that shift, and that moon in Pisces. So now listen, this week, squares, 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 action-oriented, but not always in the direction. Of course, I don't have any water here. Not always in the direction you want to run. Not always in the way you want it to be. But they do get you to make action. They do get you to take action. They do get you to do things. So then on Sunday, finally, we have one that works. Sunday, May 21st, the moon is in Aries at 6 in the morning. And on Monday, the 22nd. And then it goes void at 2:59 with a conjunction to Uranus. So then we're going to be singing the freedom song. So all this week, what you want to do is you want to look at the situations you're in. I want you to understand where they're holding you, where they're containing you, where they're connecting you, and to look and see if they need to kind of loosen up, be released, change, shifted, so that you're free to pursue your path. Now, of course, Venus and Mercury have been retrograde, so they've been giving you a lot of stories, a lot of reveals. And, of course, we were all shocked, shocked, shocked when Mercury hit Uranus for the third and final time on Tuesday, and Comey got fired for being a showboat and for Hillary's emails, whatever he got fired for. Irrelevant, Mercury, Uranus, we're setting you free. And everybody this week got set free somewhere in their chart, wherever that Aries place was in your chart, 25. You were released from captivity. You had an aha moment. You had a wow. I get it. Now your job is to figure out what you want to do with it, right? And that's this week's job. And sometimes it's going to be, you know, based on that, I don't know that I want to do this anymore. Based on that, I'm not sure this really works for me. Based on that, I appreciate what you want me to do, but I don't know that I want to do that. So there's a lot of energy around how do we proceed. And because of the squares, we want to watch that we have a choice. We always recognize we have a choice in how we use the energy. That's the beauty of astrology. We have a choice, sometimes higher, sometimes lower. And you may find, because this energy is pretty intense, that it's running a little on the lower side. And no apologies. I mean, I had somebody write me a letter saying, you're on the low side of the energy. And I'm like, hey, I'm not perfect. I'm a work in progress. Sometimes I go low. Sometimes when they go low, I go high. But sometimes when they're high, it's just as good to kick them in the crotch because that's going to have an effect. So you want to be aware of what your responses are. And sometimes with the energy like that is going to be this week, you want to just watch. You want to listen. You want to take it in. You don't necessarily want to go into it. You want to observe it and go, interesting. And then take the space, take the time to think about it. Use the separating aspects, use the void moons to give yourself a little space and time where you're kind of contemplating what's going on. Because sometimes that's really the best thing we can do. Contemplate, be curious, think about it, but don't necessarily take action. So that's the moons. And, of course, we look at the moons because they rule the functioning of how things turn out. So this is a good releasing time. You know, spring fever, I'm going to start. I ordered some stuff to do a cleanse. I don't even know what the hell I was thinking, but I ordered some stuff to do a cleanse. Good week to do a cleanse with all those squares. Good week to do a spring cleaning. Good week to go through your bookcases and get rid of the books that aren't representative of how you think anymore. Good week to throw out the clothes, clean out the refrigerator. You know the deal. Because it's separating, and it lets you look at it and go, does this really help me, serve me, work with me? How old is that? What's the expiration date on that? All right. So the sun this week is going to go from 23 Taurus into Gemini. Now, the sun enters Gemini on May 20th, and that's the last degree, that's the last of the summer, the spring seasons, right? So we're into the 30 days of Gemini starting on the 21st, and it'll be happy birthday to my sister. Oh, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, and all the dads that are moms, and all the people that nurture and take care of each other, whether it's furry friends, people friends. Mothers can come in many forms. I have a wonderful Scorpio friend, Tom, who's like my mom. You know, he's not my mom, but I have deep and important conversations with him. So happy Mom's Day to Tom. So we go 24 Taurus to 0 Gemini. So that's the section of the sky that's going to be active. Any fainting planets you have between 23, 49, and 0, almost 1 Gemini get activated. Or any plant, you know, at those degrees, you look at your chart because the planets are going to wake them up. So it has a blindsiding on the 16th from Uranus and an adjusting aspect on the 17th to Saturn. So the sun in Taurus is going to really be, remember, it's a fixed sun. It doesn't really like change. But things be changing because that's what's happening up there in the heavens. So it's going to have a little bit of a surprise from Uranus, kind of an unexpected letting go or releasing. And sometimes it's work. I got an email from someone that, you know, their job is closing. Sometimes it's, you know, an adjusting energy around something that they thought was important to them. It has a healing opportunity on the 18th because the sun is sextile to Chiron. And then the sun squares the nodes of fate on the 19th. So you really, 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 really want to watch who you meet on the 18th, 19th, and 20th because the sun is going to square the nodes of fate. This is an important person coming in on the crossroads of your life. And this is the first aspect to the nodes of fate since they changed signs. So this is going to be your aha, oh, that's what's going to happen on this. And, of course, sun in Taurus is all about growing things and creating things and fertilizing things. And the moon in Leo, the node in Leo says, is this what I want to grow? Is this what I want to create? Or, south node in Aquarius, is this what I want to let go of? Is this where I want to walk away from? So we're all facing choices this week. And it will be a big choice week. We're going to hear a lot of divorces, a lot of people taken off with the sun square and the nodes too. Then the sun also is in a sesquiquadrate to Jupiter on the 19th, asking it to define a little bit better what it's looking for in partnership. So before you bail on the relationship, say, well, you know what I can do for you is this. I can't really do that for you. Like, qualify what you're in for and what you can do. Sun has a semi-square to Venus on the 20th. Venus is in feisty Aries. She's at the very end of her retrograde. She's making decisions about relationships. And then the sun meets Edmitos on the 20th, which is definitely a firm ending. You get news of a big ending on the 20th, on May 20th, and it's done. It is not coming back. It's not being revived from the dead. It's over and finished, and you got to let it go now. Again, it's a little bit of a hard week that way. And if people do take off this week, it's, you know, it's time for them to go, and that's okay. You know, this is their, you know, Taurus is a hard to let go of sign. Most people, most Tauruses really are physical folk. They don't like to let go of the body. But if anybody rolls on this or relationships end on this, as the sun comes to Edmitos, it says, yeah. So you're going to look for that around 12:50 on the 20th. Mercury aspects the nodes of fate, too, this week, with an opening aspect on the 14th. So you want a kind of happy aspect. You want to make a decision about what you want. You want to be clear and state, this is what my vision is, this is where I'm going, this is important to me. And, of course, the 14th is today. And then she goes forward from there. And Mercury is going between Aries, 28, 29 Aries, up to 5 of Taurus. So he's going to enter Taurus on the 2nd, on May 16th. And then he clears his shadow on May 19th, May 20th, when he gets past 4 Taurus. So Mercury is clearing his shadow, introducing you to all the last little ghosts that want to show up are going to show up now. And your job is to go, okay, there's the ghost. Hi, how are you? And we, you know, he enters Taurus, Mercury enters Taurus at 12:06 a.m. on the 16th. Now, when Mercury goes into Taurus, he really loses his agility and his speechiness. And, of course, Mercury rules press conferences and communications. And Aries is feisty and Taurus is fixed and controlled. So watch for feisty things to turn to being fixed and controlled. Of course, in our collective culture, I got to use the politics. Donald's talking about canceling press conferences and just giving you a piece of paper telling you what he did every week. Although I think he likes hearing about himself on the news, so I don't know that he'll really do that. Mercury is semi-square Neptune, So there can be a little bit of a surprise that you didn't really see coming on the 14th, 15th. And then we have a lot of energy around an aha moment on May 20th. We're going to get another part of the story of the Mercury-Uranus aspect we had last week when Comey was fired on Tuesday, Wednesday. Whatever the shocking news was you heard, now you're going to find out what it was really for on May 20th. And then we have a Mercury has a semi-square to Venus on the 21st, which is, well, what's the truth? And you really, this is why when you're having these kind of wild stories, wild weeks like we're going to have this week, you know, you kind of, it spins really fast and you're kind of like, well, what is the truth? Let me take in, well, I got told it was this. No, no, that's not true. It's this. Okay, let me take that in. Okay, then it's this. And we, you know, we got all this facts and we kind of go, okay, so like what actually is true? And then more importantly, what do I believe? Because that's really what it's about. Reality is an illusion. This is all like a giant Ponzi scheme we got running here. So we go, okay, so like what's really going on? You know, what actually is happening? And we're all having a giant Ponzi scheme somewhere in our chart. So our job, you know, and there's going to be a movie released about Bernie Madoff this week. Can't make this stuff up. So our job is to go, okay, what are they trying to teach me? And not to own it, not to really hang on to it too tightly. Kind of say, well, you know, if that's true, then it's this. And if that's true, then it's that. Huh, I wonder which one's true. I guess I need a little more information, right? Circumstantial, definite stuff, fingerprints, blood, DNA, you know, there's all different kinds of evidence. Gather your evidence this week. Venus goes from 10 Aries to 1451 Aries by May 20th, and she leaves her shadow when she's at 15, so that's on the 20th. So she's zipping through 10 to 14, not zipping, she goes pretty slow actually, but she's clearing her shadow, which means that she's going to be helping you get clear on what you want to do about relationships. She has a contraparallel to Jupiter on the 18th, which is there's a part of her that looks and goes, I really want to make this work, contraparallel Jupiter, but it's probably not going to. Remember, Jupiter's in Libra, answering to Venus in Aries. So there's this kind of fighty energy going on between them. And then Venus has an aspect to the nodes of fate on the 19th. So think about it. Mercury's aspecting it, the Sun is aspecting it, and Venus is aspecting the nodes of fate. So you're getting an invitation to a new way of thinking, a new way of moving, a new idea. So that Mercury, that offer comes in on the 19th. And then Venus aspecting the nodes of fate. Now, she's aspecting them a little stressfully, which means that you're probably going to go, best of both worlds, which do I want? And go towards that north node in Leo. Go towards the thing that makes you feel happy and inspired, even if you're not 100% sure how it's going to work out. Then we have the blind spot coming in and the opposition to Jupiter coming in. So Venus is going to be opposite Jupiter, and then she's going to be blindsided by Neptune. That happens on the 19th, but that is your, okay, I get it. And then she has a semi-square to Admetos on the 20th. You got to pick. It's hard. Venus in Aries is going to say, you got to pick. And I do want you to pick for your greater good, your soul's growth, rather than the desire, okay? Got to go for the soul's growth rather than the desire. Mars goes from 15 Gemini to 19 Gemini. He's got an argument with Pluto at the end of the week, but he has a really good offer on the 15th, 16th. So think about that offer. Jupiter and Neptune are in conjunct. There is an adjustment between your relationships and your dreams this week. And you want to let that adjustment happen. And you're also having Saturn trine Uranus this week on May 19th. This transit happens once every 30 years, which is setting you free to go pursue your work. Big week ahead. Don't be afraid. Just be clear. And when in doubt, sit for a minute, check into your heart chakra, and say, okay, what's the heart's path? What would make my heart sing? and look at your chart. Whatever is the Leo place, go hang out there. Don't hang out in the other parts of the chart. Go hang out in the Leo place. And that's it. Show's over. Half an hour nodal webinar on the website. Take care. Have a great week. I'll be back next week, and hopefully this recorded well. Bye.